That was just a small snippet from Motion Dance Studio's performance of their show See Unseen, a truly powerful piece on plastic pollution in the ocean. This was their first and only performance of the piece this year, and their last show of the season. Focusing specifically on the waters of Sable Island, the stage was covered with bits of debris that had actually washed ashore on the island at one time or another. The dancers interacted with the garbage all throughout the show, calling to attention its effects on both sea life and us humans on land. CKDU got to speak with one of the co-artistic directors, Suzanne Chui, before the show. Here's what she had to say. So, what is the show all about?
The show is an exploration. It's a dance performance that uses movement, but also storytelling, words, sound, images, and even some puppetry to explore the topic of ocean plastic pollution. We're using ocean debris, plastic debris that has been collected on the shores of Sable Island. So we're using the show to explore this issue, to look at the history, to look at all the different emotions around and involving what people have around plastic pollution, and trying to give some information and some ways of looking at the issue from a different point of view than maybe you would get from reading a research article or a scientific journal. We really want to get to the kind of heart of the emotions around this topic.
And what kind of drew you in to this project in the first place?
I think I was the one who was approached by Zoe Lucas, who's a researcher on Sable Island. She had seen our 2015 production, which is a different production inspired by Sable Island. In that show, we were really looking at like the horses and the beauty of the island and the kind of resiliency of the island. And when I heard more about her plastic audit project, where she's collecting plastic and objects that are washing up on the shores and finding out where they come from and really understanding this issue, she'd invited me to her lab, where she showed me all of the products and debris, and I thought, oh, you know, this is a really rich topic and a really pertinent topic, and seeing all the objects, I could see a lot of potential, creative potential to explore. So, you know, Motion Dance is really interested in making work that creates conversations, and that's really in line with, you know, social issues and helps people to really process, you know, different challenges in our life. So we thought this would be a good collaboration to go into, and we knew it would be complex. So it's been a long process. There's a lot of collaborators, different collaborators, because we felt it was really important to get different perspectives when building the show and making sure it was something that could speak to a wide audience.
No one thought about where it would all go. At first, it was a bottle in a river, a balloon in a tree. Then my Pacific cousins in a giant floating island of objects, microplastics slowly disintegrating into our bellies. Refining oil to make plastic chokes the lungs of all living beings. A group of humans who make enormous wealth from plastic keep us trapped, unable to care for the life cycle of this precious material. Humans have written half the story and left the circle incomplete. So the ocean is showing us what we forgot.
Why Sable Island? Why you talk about, is it just because they were the ones who approached you, or?
Yeah, it started there. Like, they were the ones who approached us. But also, we know that environmental issues are challenging. People, you know, it's challenging. People don't always want to listen to another, you know, climate issue, or, but people love Sable Island. Like, Sable Island has a mystery, has a romance, that people kind of care about it in a different way. So being connected to that island was really important and interesting to us, because I think you say Sable Island, people perk up and they think horses and they think sand, you know, but they don't think about that it's also a place that is almost like a metaphor for the whole world. And because of its interesting place in the ocean, a lot of currents surround it. So there's a lot of actual scientific research that happens on Sable Island around air quality and currents and now this pollution. So, you know, we wanted to really pull the heartstrings of people, and just, you know, randomly doing a project about ocean plastic is one thing, but doing one that's about ocean plastic collected on Sable Island just really gets people engaged and caring about it, which is the thing that we can help with.
The creative team went in-depth with their research for this project, finding real examples of stories of items in the ocean to really pack a punch for the audience.
So I understood, as you mentioned, that this is not this show's first run. Why bring it back now?
Well, you know, just like the issue, it's still as relevant now as it was 2 years ago, as it was in 2021. Sadly, it's still a big issue.
This was not the company's first environmentally based show, and it definitely won't be their last. For CKDU, and made possible by the Local Journalists Initiative, I'm Jenna McConnell.